Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
With a drama-filled divorce, which would take the average person over the edge, Mary J. Blige is proving once again that she just isn't average. She was in Las Vegas this weekend to kick off the main event of the 10th annual Tempted to Touch Black LGBT Pride Spring Break Getaway Weekend. In the meantime, her ex-husband manager, Martin Kendu Isaacs, continued his court demands, which include $110,000 a month in spousal support, you know, for things like a housekeeper and meals out, as well as an extra $1,000 a month for clothes shopping. His paperwork has claimed that he got no income after Mary fired him as her manager. On top of the $110,000 a month, he allegedly wants $95,000 toward his attorney's fees, $52,000 toward his forensic accounting fees, $5,000 a month to support his parents. Say what? And $4,971 a month for his two children from a previous relationship. Not marriage, but relationship. Whew. Sounds to me like Mary needs to call Gloria Allred or Laura Wasser or one of those pit bull lawyers who make sure you keep your hard-earned money from the vultures, even if you were married to one. And Snoop Dogg will have the honor of inducting the late Tupac Shakur into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on April 7th. And TMZ is reporting that Dr. Dre is also apparently considering appearing at the event, which is slated to occur at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Now, all three artists at one point had been a part of the iconic label Death Row Records. And both Dre and Snoop have collaborated with Tupac and each other. You know what? I am personally glad to see they are coming together for this event. Oh, and by the way, you can still see the very first interview Tupac ever gave, and that was to me, in the Oscar-nominated documentary, Tupac Resurrection. Check it out. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter, @TanyaHollywood, and @AURN online.